Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Rants and Raves. Very excited about this pre-Infocom episode. I have Philip Nelson with me, who's the founder of Nelco Media Inc. And today he's going to be talking a little bit about a few of the sessions and a special tour that he's doing at Infocom. But first of all, Philip, I wanted to thank you for joining me.
Steph, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and I love ranting and raving.
Don't we all? So first of all, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and your history in the AV industry? I find that so interesting to ask people because no one ever got here in like a straight line trajectory, you know?
Yeah, I started in broadcast television back in the 1980s, produced a lot of high school, college sports content, was nominated for an ESPY back in the day for a famous piece of video before the internet that was two mascots getting into a real fight. Then I moved to New Tech and I was a C-level executive at New Tech, which created the video toaster. And during the, you know, my time at New Tech, I wrote the design document for TriCaster, named it, launched it, and, you know, was nominated for a technical Emmy for that. And through my time at New Tech, I built out the streaming workflow in the early pioneering days. So I built out streaming workflow for the NBA, the NFL Network, the National Hockey League, the ESPNX Games, MTV Video Music Awards. The list goes on and on. But we also, one of the cool ones that we did is we really launched the whole idea of celebrity podcasts and broadcasting. So I worked with a comedian named Tom Green to launch what he called WebOvision. And that was live from Tom Green's house with New Tech technology. And leading us forward, Joe Rogan was actually a guest on Tom Green's show and said, "Hey, I need to do this." And Tom introduced me to Joe and he got a TriCaster back in the day and started the Joe Rogan podcast. So, you know, I've been working with New Tech. I was at New Tech for over 20 years. And then in 2017, I started Nelco Media, and we're a 360 boutique integrator. So we build TV studios, broadcast studios, AV, you know, and we work with clients like the NBA still or National Hockey League. And we did Joe Rogan's new setup in Austin. So I'm just a video nerd, and I help a lot of people geek out on live broadcasting.
This is very cool. So what this has told me is that you have a lot of thoughts probably on where AV and broadcast technology meet.
Yeah. I mean, IP video has changed everything. You know, in the old days, you had broadcast and you had AV, and they rarely converged.
Right.
But in the early 2000s, when we launched TriCaster, the name TriCaster, a lot of people don't know this, but it was because you can broadcast to three things at once. You can go to AV, you can go to broadcast, and you can go to web. And so that's what TriCasting really was, is I have a show and I have multiple places to send it. So that was really the start, in my opinion, and a self-serving opinion, of when AV and broadcast really started to merge, because you could have one person that was doing your screen show, one person that's also doing your broadcast, going out to linear television, or you're also going to stream, you know. Yeah. And anyway, I will save the next statement for when I'm talking about my panels.
Sounds good. Yeah, let's...
Something to wait for. You don't know what I'm going to say.
That's actually a good segue. Tell me a little bit about the panels. So first of all, you have a session. This is on esports and Twitch streaming, new workflows and emerging technologies, which you're hosting at Infocom. Tell me about that.
Yeah, on June 11th at 8:30 in the morning, we're doing an esports and Twitch streaming panel, new workflows and emerging technologies. So that was what I was going to say, is back in my early days at TriCaster, I was working with the guys at Justin TV, which became Twitch, which was acquired by Amazon. So in the early days, I was helping Twitch start their Twitch Live concept, where they were doing shows and doing TwitchCon and things like that. So I've been in esports since the early, early days. And so the panel we have on June 11th is a really cool panel. We've got Joshua Kell, who is the CEO of Horizon AVL, which is an integrator, just like I do. I don't have to dominate it, because integrators get to see, you know, what everybody's doing. So as me as the moderator, and Justin with or Joshua with Horizon, we have different perspectives. We also have Sean Kelly, who is director of production at Syracuse Esports, which Syracuse is a powerhouse broadcasting school. The Newhouse School at Syracuse is like the gold standard. So it's exciting to have him on the panel. Then we also have Sean Kelly. I already mentioned Sean. And then we have Craig Frankenstein, who's senior director at Forte. So we've got a really cool panel. You know, when I do panels, I hate panels where it's just here, ask a question and go down the line and everybody gives the same answer and it's boring.
Right.
So like when I do panels, I try to get a very diversified group, and I like debate. I like people not to think the same, because that, you know, everybody in the room has different opinions.
Right.
And the great thing about Infocom is it the panels at Infocom are not just shill panels that people show up to and hear a marketing pitch. Mm-hmm. You know, they actually are going for their CTS credits. There has to be educational value. And so the goal with this esports panel is to, one, talk about it from an integrator's perspective, you know, because if you're building, like we did a esports practice facility for Concordia University, you know, I joke how to get an athletic scholarship without leaving your chair, you know, but they do train these guys. And so when you're approaching it from an integrator, it has to all work. It has to be easy to use, because they want to focus on training them how to throw a grenade in Call of Duty instead of how to look at a screen. So that's one perspective. And then you have people that are actually in the esports programs at universities, and they get to talk about what they need, you know. And so bringing all these together, because at Infocom, we have users, we have designers, we have manufacturers. And I think it's important in these panels that you get those multiple perspectives, and we don't put 20 people on a panel, because I want to have time for everybody to, if somebody asks a question, I want to be able to answer those questions, because those people are there for credits, you know, and we want to be able to deliver knowledge from different perspectives. So that's an exciting panel that we're doing this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got that. That's on June 11th. That's at 8:30 in the morning in room W312C. And then also on the 11th at 11 a.m., you are doing a show floor tour that's specifically centered around broadcast AV technology.
Yeah, it's funny. Not to talk about the competition, but NAB for years, I've produced panels for NAB and keynotes and things like that. And then NAB had all these executives that wanted to do a show floor tour because they only had half a day. And so I was doing those, and one of the ladies from of Infocom was on my tour and was like, hey, I need you to do this for Infocom. Cool. So our goal on the broadcast AV show floor tour is, you know, I take them to 8 booths. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have basically an hour and a half, roughly. It says 11 to 1, but we have about an hour and a half on the show floor. And my goal with that tour, you could walk to every one of these booths, but I know everybody in the business.
Right.
You know, I've been in the business for 30 years. I know the product managers, I know the users, I know all these people. So what people get from my tour is access to relationships, because, you know, I curate a tour of what I think is important for not just broadcast, but broadcast and the convergence of AV. You know, so like I take them to Netgear. You know, without good infrastructure, nothing works anymore.
Exactly.
Baseband video is still there, but it's fading away. And so we talk about these things. You know, also when they're on the tour, they have access to a person at the booth that they've met that is not just a marketing person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the person working the booth, scanning the badge. They, you know, so I give them this hour and a half, hour, 2 hour roughly show floor tour, but now they have a business card. Mm-hmm. They know what they've discussed. They can go back to that booth and go deep dive with somebody who truly is a subject matter expert. Because what I try to get, I don't want product marketing people doing the talk. I like sales engineers, product mm-hmm. managers, people that may not be on the show floor every minute because they're in meetings. And I want the people on my tour to get access to those really technical people so that we can deep dive on it.
Yeah.
So that's the concept of the show floor tour. And, you know, everybody that's gone on my tours at InfoComms in the past have been like, dude, I can't believe I met this many people in 2 hours.
Right. No. And especially for someone who's new getting into broadcast AV,
right.
Like that's going to be very, very valuable to them. Because a lot of times I think like the hardest thing is like, where do I even start?
Right. That is. And you know, that's what happens with a lot of companies, like especially the end users, like you're in esports or you're at American Express and, you know, corporate AV, you know, people move in and out of these big companies and then they're thrown into, hey, we've got to do all this. And today in 2025, it's not just setting up a camera and some lights and a mic. It's integrating Zoom. It's integrating Teams.
Yeah.
It's doing executive remotes. There's so many different aspects of AV and broadcast converging. But the most important thing is it needs to look like broadcast.
Yeah.
You know, how do we make things look better? And what are the technologies that can tie all this together so I can deliver a message and not light my hair on fire in the process?
Absolutely. So last session that you have, this is Next Generation Virtual Sets. This one's on June 12th at 11 a.m. And again, it's in the same room, that W312C. So tell me a little bit about what you're going to cover in this session.
It's funny. When I started designing this panel, I did this panel last year at Infocom. And it's not the same panel. It's the same title. But it ended up being one of the highest rated panels by the attendees at Infocom last year in our group. And so Marcella asked me she goes, we need to do this again and change it up because it is something of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So in the old days of broadcast, a virtual set was a green screen.
Right.
And it looked like crap and it did not look real. And it's changed so much now that you have technologies like the Unreal Engine or Unity and you have Volume Studios. And so for this panel, what's really cool about it is I focus on a cross section of specialties. So I've got, you know, I'm moderating the panel. We've got, and I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of his name and I apologize, but Chris Critchlow is the managing director of C-Flex. We've got Todd Bryan, who is the director of production at New York University. And Todd they do virtual studios on LED. He manages those studios. We've got a lady named Janelle Smith, who is the founder and CEO. It's an acronym, but it's IDTV Flix. But she is a producer. She did one of the shorts for Sin City for Robert Rodriguez called Zorro Girl. And so they did it all in the Sin City style where it's virtual production concepts. Mm-hmm. So we're going to show some clips of that. And so she also is a stunt coordinator. So from her, we're going to hear what it's like as a producer and an actress and, you know, in those stages. And then we also have a guy named Nate Strayer who has Stray Vista Studios, which is, I think, the largest volume studio in Texas.
Nice.
Now, for people that don't know virtual sets, what a volume studio is, it's basically instead of building sets in a studio, they have LEDs on the walls and ceiling, and then they use game engines for the most part to create content. So the actors are acting in the environment. The lighting is coming from also the environments that they're creating in those 3D worlds. So like Mandalorian was one of the most prominent, you know, for anybody on the planet to know what a virtual studio show looks like, where they're shooting it in those volume studios. So some of the things we're going to talk about in this panel, because we know we have integrators in the room, we have users in the room, we have tire kickers that just want to learn about it, and we have manufacturers, we're going to talk about challenges that he faces in his studio for clients that come in. Lighting, you know, how do we prep for lighting? What can you do to make sure your content is going to work in those virtual studios? Right. Because it's truly all about the workflow. So we have a couple of guys that use volume studios. We have a producer, actress, stunts. And so this panel is really going to be fun. And for people that are looking at the next gen, this is where it's going. You know, like at Nelco Media, I have cities that are now, you know, they have a city studio to do their broadcasts for the city. We're building one right now for the city of Baytown, which it's an LED wall and floor. It's not a full volume, but it allows them to, you know, change what they're doing very quickly as long as they have the assets. So that's what we're going to accomplish in this next gen virtual sets panel, is we're going to deep dive into where it's going, you know, how to work in it, and some of the challenges that people face in those studios, because it's different.
Right. That's very cool. Well, last question I have for you is, where can people sign up for all three, the two sessions and the one tour?
If you go to infocomshow.org, you know, the easiest way to do it is you can plan your day and pick your sessions. You know, you do my show and schedule these sessions. We've got the esports and Twitch streaming, new workflows and emerging tech panel. We've got the show floor tour, which is on June 11th and on June 12th. We've got the next gen virtual sets panel. But infocom.org, and plan your show and add all three of these. Now, I will say that the show floor tour, it is a fee to do it because it's a limited number of people.
Right.
So if you're interested in that, sign up, because it's always full. We never have enough spaces. So do not wait until you're at the show to sign up for the tour. And you're going to get a 2-hour power-packed introduction to all the key players I know in the industry. And also, while we're on the tour, I will say one last thing. As we're walking through the show, because we plan out our route, you know, by booths and locations, you know, I talk about other technologies as we walk by, even if we're not doing a stop. And before the tour starts, I actually ask people what they do, you know, and I try to point out things that people may be interested in and going back and deep diving on.
Okay. No, that's awesome. Well,
infocomshow.org.
It sounds like you're going to be really busy there, but I do look forward to hopefully seeing you on the show floor. Philip, I appreciate your time. Thank you for being on this episode of Rants and Raves.
Thanks for letting me rant and rave. And Steph, I hope you're my lead heckler in both of my panels.
I will do my best. All right. Thank you, everybody, so much for watching, and we will see you next time.
Have a great day.
Rave, rave. With Rants and Raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves.